Bill 44 then. Open the hearing. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Steve Stonebeck. I'm with the Bureau of Administration. Senate Bill 44 comes before you to amend a statute that was put in place in 1996 when the Bureau of Administration began doing the state's collection program internally. The Bureau of Administration is no longer doing that, and I'll explain just a little bit why. The Department of Revenue, which was the biggest piece of the pie of the collections that the state collections program did, wanted to have a longer arm to go outside of the state and collect taxes from those outside of South Dakota that owed. So they put out an RFP to collection companies to do just that. When we got looking at it when they were doing that last May, I believe it was, it took such a big piece of the pie that our collections program was working with that it was no longer feasible. We felt it was no longer feasible, being about 50 to 70% of that piece of pie was going to go away, that we needed to piggyback onto that and ask this through this RFP for a collections agency to also do all the state collections for all the agencies. So that's what brings this about. This bill amends to just add a vendor approved by the Bureau of Administration rather than the Bureau of Administration doing it directly. It takes us out as the middleman and allows the agency to work right with the collection agency that is under contract at this time. The last sentence that is deleted from the bill is when the Bureau of Administration collection program was doing the collections, there was a fund set up for those funds to go into that. The monies that were collected paid to run the program, and the remainder of that would be remitted back to the agencies that were owed the money. That's kind of it in a nutshell. I'll stand by for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Yes, Senator McNay.
Just so I've got it straight, you have been doing this collection, or you mentioned something about that you no longer do it.
As of December 1st or thereabouts, the Bureau of Administration closed the collections program office, and we no longer employ the three people that were working in that office. So you're correct, we no longer do that. It has been turned over to the collection agency that is under contract with both the Department of Revenue and the Bureau of Administration.
Can you tell me the procedure? How will the collection agency be selected?
The collection agency has already been selected. It's Progressive Financial that was selected. It was done through an RFP process that was put out through our Office of Procurement that solicited vendors that are in that type of business, and a review committee, I believe a review committee both by Revenue and the Purchasing Office possibly, and the Bureau of Administration determined which company would get that contract.
One more. What is happening to the three FTEs that you mentioned? Well,
as we speak, or within 10 minutes, the Commissioner of Administration is before the Appropriations Committee talking about our FTE. But I can tell you the one FTE that worked there retired. She was of retirement age. She retired. One transferred to BIT. And I believe the other one is staying within BOA, within our FTE allocation.
Further questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. Further proponents on Senate Bill 44? Are there any further proponents on Senate Bill 44? Seeing none then, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 44? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close in the committee action and under discussion. Yes, Senator Chopin. We have due pass motion on Senate Bill 44. Is there a second? Second from Senator Abdallah. Discussion on the due pass motion. Seeing none, then we'll go to a vote. All those in favor of the due pass motion will say aye. Those opposed, no. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Nine yeas, no nays.
That motion is received to do, or affirmed to vote of the committee. We'll go to the floor with the DuPass recommendation. Yes, Senator Koskett.
Consent.
We have a consent motion. Is there a second? Sorry. Second from Senator McCracken. All those in favor of the consent motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll go to the floor on the consent calendar.